Will you be the one to witness the birth of the incredible Nintendo Entertainment System?
The one to play with Rob, the extraordinary video robot, batteries not included. He helps you tackle even the toughest challenge. Will you be the first to raise the incredibly accurate Zapper and play games like Duck Hunt or action-packed Hogan's Alley and high-flying Kung Fu, each sold separately? Will you be the one to experience the Nintendo Entertainment System? Comes with Rob, Zapper, Control Deck, two controllers, Gyromite, and Duck Hunt.
The pressures, and I'm not judging them, I'm not labeling them, but they are destroying your potential. There are no more shenanigans, no more tomfoolery, no more ballyhoo.
Welcome back to NExpress, soundonsite.org's Nintendo podcast, where we are at our main event, a battle royale for the best Nintendo console ever made. On soundonsite.org, right now, you can go see these site's top voted consoles for Nintendo. That list reads: at number 11, the Virtual Boy; number 10, DS; 9, the Game Boy and the Game Boy Color; number 8, the Game Boy Advance; number 7, the Wii; number 6, the Wii U; number 5, 3DS; number 4, GameCube; 3, N64; 2, NES; and number 1, the Super Nintendo Entertainment System.
That's right. And that list was voted by most of the contributors over at soundandsight.org.
But as always, we here at NExpress are not quite satisfied with this list. So we are going to play the game that we played in the second episode of NExpress, where we voted for the top 10 games of all time. However, this time we're voting for the top console. The rules are as follows. We are going to each roll a dice to pick an order for when we get to play. Based on that, we are going to have three total rounds. The first round, we are going to vote to knock something off. The second round, we get to add something to the list. And the final round, we get to swap the place of one of our numbered items with another. For example, I could take spot number 7 and swap it up to spot number 3, or whatever I choose.
Just to be clear, round 1, you get to knock a console out of the top 5. We're focusing on the top 5 right now.
Because 11's a lot to handle. And
well, plus it would make no sense to knock out something out of the top 11 and put it back in.
Top 11.
Very true. All right. So with that, Matt, you are our special guest. Why don't you roll first? For those listening in, I did choose this dice out of my Nintendo Monopoly box, so it's a very special dice. It does not look like an ordinary dice. It looks like a magic one, I swear.
So I'm choosing a game in the top 5 that I would like to remove. Or sorry, a
not
console.
Yet. Not yet. You have to roll first, which I will roll for you. Okay. And I won't lie about it because I'm the most honest one here. You can't trust Ricky or Andrew. I said Andrew.
Yeah, it was Andrew. What the hell?
Sorry, I was talking to my friend. Anyway.
You sure as hell can't trust me.
No, and I'm like lying about who's here. All right. Matt, you rolled a 2. Sorry, buddy.
Well, that's right. Fine. Unless someone rolls a 1.
Yeah. Aaron, you want to go next?
Sure.
Aaron, you rolled a 1.
Great. Isn't that super?
All right, Tim, roll me a 6 like you did last time.
Did I really? All right, here we go. What? Ricky, what the hell, bro? It's a 6.
Dude.
How did you do that?
Okay, wait, hold on. I'm starting to like question your credibility now.
I'm questioning my credibility.
Wait.
He rolls 1 and he gets a 1. Ricky says 6 and he gets a 6. I'm going to say 6 hope for the best, honestly. I'm just going to say the number 6.
You shouldn't question his credibility. You should just understand I have magical powers.
Magical powers which kept me from beating you because I got a 4. So.
Okay.
And once again, I'm going to choose to go last.
All right, so that means that Aaron, you get to go first.
Okie dokie.
Leaving you at a slight disadvantage, but we'll see what happens.
Okay, so
Aaron, what's going?
Okay, so the first game I want to knock out of the top 5. Oops, sorry, console. Sorry. It kind of slipped my mind a bit. The console I want to see knocked out of the top five list, I want to see the 3DS XL out.
Sad day.
Are you nuts?
Maybe I am, Rick. Maybe I am. Okay? But I still pick the 3DS XL.
Okay, why? Okay, you give us at least one good reason why. You're taking that out of the top five.
Because I feel that there are so many other consoles that are...
Like what, the Virtual Boy?
No, God, no. Don't put that in my mouth. No. I'll replace it with something else. But for now, 3DS XL. It's just, I don't know. For a full gaming experience, I just don't. I just don't see the XL being at the top five. I could see it maybe at six or seven, maybe, but I don't know about top five.
You do realize that of all the handheld systems,
it just came out too.
Well, the 3DS has been around since 2011.
Doesn't matter. It's just that the games. I don't know. In my opinion, it's like the games.
The best games ever released for any handheld system. Tim, back me up here.
No, I had 3DS at number four, so I'm kind of like, do I put this back in there?
Like, seriously, dude, Luigi's Mansion, like the fact that you can play indie gems like Shovel Knight, the Fire Emblem games, even the Mario Kart, the fact that you can play Super Smash on the go.
It's basically a portable GameCube. It's magical.
It's a portable Wii U. It has the graphics are just as good as the Wii U.
Would you argue with me if I said the NES?
That's a slam on the Wii U more than anything.
Well, still, right now I'm trying to keep the 3DS in place here. But
oh, my God. Okay, fine. You know what? We'll keep the 3DS XL in there, and I'll knock the NES out. There.
No, you made your pick.
No. Since I seem to be touching a lot of like, you know, heartstrings here, okay, I'll pick the NES.
Okay, now you're really trying to get me mad.
No, sorry. No, NES, final pick.
You're gonna okay, fine.
All right. See you later, NES.
And 99% of our audience just stopped listening.
Just left already.
Ciao. Hasta la vista.
So, everything scooting forward, that means that at number five, we have the Wii U now scooted in there. Number four, the 3DS got pushed up. Number three is the Nintendo GameCube. Number two is the N64. And number one is still the Super Nintendo.
All right.
And Matt.
Well, I was going to boot the 3DS just to piss off Rick.
and Tim.
But
it seems like whatever we pick is going to piss off somebody now, so...
Well, everything is Ricky's favorite.
Yeah, but the answer is obvious. But anyways, back to Matt.
All right, so I'm going to vote to remove the 3DS, not just to piss off Rick, but mainly because I'm just not a huge advocate of handheld gaming. I know it's a decent console. It's got some good games on it, but it just doesn't do it for me.
Okay,
so the 3DS has been double voted out.
You know what's funny is I'm not huge on handheld consoles also, and I purchased a 3DS, well, the new one, the XL.
Yeah, and you gave me a hard time for trying to boot the 3DS out.
Well, no, that's the thing. Like, for someone who wasn't a big fan of handheld consoles, like, I mean, I've played the Game Boy and a Game Boy Color and a Game Boy Advance and a Virtual Boy, and you name it. But I got to tell you guys, I'm so impressed with this machine. Like, I find myself at times playing this machine more so than my Wii U, and it has a lot to do with games like Majora's Mask, you know, the Zelda game, the remastered. And you can even play the Ocarina of Time, the 3D remastered version on it. There's tons of, like, older games you can play on it. There's tons of new games they've released for the console. So the 3DS and the Nintendo Entertainment System have been booted out of the top five, which leaves us with three systems.
This is tough, you guys. I have a lot of power right now. If I remember correctly, two votes against a game in our last Battle Royale permanently eliminated it. Am I correct?
You are correct.
So I can either get rid of one of my three favorite consoles or I can permanently remove someone else's favorite,
or you could just not do anything,
sit idly by.
Right,
that's so un-Tim though, to just sit by and let consoles
you have to remember back. We have two more rounds coming up and you can't put back a console into the top five. You are in second last spot. I'm just saying, strategy, yo.
That's true. All right, Ricky convinced me. I will pass.
All right. So we're talking about the top five best consoles of all time here. And right now we're sitting at three, because two have been booted out, and that's the GameCube, the Super NES, and the Nintendo 64. And it's a tough decision, you know? I'm clearly not going to touch a Super Nintendo, because it totally belongs in the top five. The Nintendo 64, however, I'm going to have to boot out of the top five.
I knew it.
Mm-hmm. I am booting out the Nintendo 64.
I feel a lot of spite in your voice right now. I think this is just retaliatory that I kicked out your 3DS. Nintendo 64 is not only the best Nintendo console, is the greatest console ever, period. What's your reasoning for kicking it out? I don't understand.
My reasons for kicking out the Nintendo 64 are based solely on the fact that each and every single time I go revisit one of the quote-unquote classic games, except for, of course, the Zelda Ocarina of Time game, I'm always disappointed. I find the games do not stand the test of time like the games on the Super NES, the Nintendo Entertainment System, and even the GameCube. I mean, I already talked about my problems with Super Mario 64, which I used to call the best Mario game of all time, which I still think is an amazing game, one of the greatest games that Nintendo's ever made. But it's just, I don't think it's as good as Super Mario 3 and or Super Mario Land, which I can play over and over and over years later, which I have. I just completed those games. We talked about Super Mario 1, 2, and 3 last week. We're going to talk about Super Mario Land next week. The N64 just did not have enough games. It did not have enough third-party support.
It did not have enough third-party support?
Well, not enough. I mean, it was competing against, like, the PlayStation back in the days. And I don't know, like, it didn't really do anything new. We had Mario Kart 64, but there's a huge difference between Mario Kart 64 and the new Mario Kart. I mean, seriously, huge.
But it was the first the step difference in 3D.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, so a lot of people praised N64 because that's why they praised Mario 64, because of the way it enhanced 3D gaming. But like, what else can we really praise about the system?
Conker.
Do you know what the difference is between Conker? Mario Kart 64 and Mario Kart 8? Is Mario Kart 64 is a much better game. That's what the difference
still
is.
Still the best battle mode of any Mario Kart ever made.
True.
That's a key point. What's the battle mode of Mario Kart 8? It doesn't even exist. Yeah. The battle mode of Mario Kart 8 is racing around the existing tracks. It's exceptionally boring. Every single review of Mario Kart 8 will tell you the battle mode is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the races are fine, but look at Mario Kart 64. Everyone loved the races there as well, but everyone also loved the battle mode. It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Mario Kart 8 is like half of the game of Mario Kart 64. I don't know how you can say Mario Kart 8 is better. Sure, graphically it's prettier, but we can't compare graphics between consoles that are so hugely separated in terms of years. Come on, Mario Kart 64 is the better game. Objectively, I can't see someone saying that Mario Kart 8 is better than 64.
Okay, you know what? I'm not going to argue with you. You made a good point, and I think you're right. And like I said, Super Mario 64 is considered to be one of the greatest and most important video games ever made. It's just, for me personally, I don't know. I like the game. Don't get me wrong. And we're going to review it in the upcoming weeks. I just don't like it as much as Super Mario 3. I think that's the better game. And of course, it has The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. Like, it has these classics. And Aaron, you mentioned Conker's Bad Fur Day. Okay, sure. Even like a game like GoldenEye 007, it doesn't stand the test of time.
It doesn't stand the test of time, but it did set a standard for like being the first playable. It plays horribly now. Don't get me wrong, it plays horribly now. But at the time, it was the first playable first-person shooter on console to ever exist. I mean,
yeah, like Mario 64 single-handedly invented 3D. Platformers.
Yeah, a lot of game developers that made these huge open adventure games credit Mario 64 for being that the inspiration to make those games. I mean,
right. Now the thing is we're ranking the consoles here, and this is where it gets tricky, because you have to consider the library of games for sure. There's nostalgia that goes into play also. But I'm also just ranking the actual console itself and looking at what was out at the very same time and looking at the library and taking into account that most of my favorite games were developed by Square Enix and not necessarily Nintendo, and acknowledging that, yes, Super Mario 64 is an important game for the entire industry as a whole, and taking into account the Mario Kart and Smash, et cetera, et cetera. But I don't know, guys, like, the controller, for starters, to this day, I still hate the controller.
Really?
And I used to play the N64 all the time. I used to play with Matt all the time, you know? But maybe it's just the nostalgia in me. I wouldn't put it on my top five of all time.
I think it's unfair. One of the main detractors for the system, a lot of people will say what you said, that it's hard to go back to the games. Like, if you go back to the Super Nintendo, it's easy to go back because those sprite-based graphics are always going to be timeless.
Mm-hmm.
They'll always be beautiful. Final Fantasy VI, Super Mario World, they'll always be beautiful games. Whereas the Nintendo 64 and the PS1, they were stepping into a whole new thing with 3D graphics.
Exactly.
And both of them suffer from the same thing. It's hard for people who have never played those games to go back and enjoy them, but I can't see that as a detractor to the console. Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask, Conker's Bad Fur Day, Mario Kart 64, Star Fox 64, I can name dozens of industry-changing, game-changing, classic games for the N64. Yes, the PS1 had thousands of games in its library, whereas the N64 only had hundreds. But look at the classic games you would have on the GameCube. And I know my opinion might not match with you guys, but for me, I can name the amount of classics on the GameCube for me on one hand.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas for the N64, literally dozens of games that are, to me, true classics in gaming, period.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they're ugly now by today's standards. And if you were to go play GoldenEye, if you're like sitting down today and you're playing Call of Duty on your PS4 and then you go play GoldenEye, it's going to be really hard to get back into it. Really hard. But if you sit there for a couple hours and you play it, you will appreciate the just everything that went into that game and how it changed the entire industry going forward.
The correct move on everyone's part, I think, would have been if we had just started by moving the N64 out of the list. Sorry, not the N64, the GameCube out of the list. But nobody moved the GameCube out of the list.
Look,
why did you
top
vote
five?
The N64 out instead of the GameCube then?
Strategy, yo. Next.
Strat?
Yeah. I will end by saying that between the two, also, I would play an N64 today, and I would never pick up a PlayStation 1, personally.
Mm. Anyhow, it was my turn. I booted a 64 out of the list.
He's a villain, but we like him anyway. We will move on to round number two, where we get to put something back on the list, a.k.a. the N64. So why don't we go ahead and start with you, Aaron?
Yeah, I'm going to put the N64 back in.
And we have three open spots right now. We have spot 5, 3, and 2.
Yeah, I want to see N64 back in. I mean, it's like everything that Matt said, it's like, it's, I don't know, it's just nuts.
All right.
So you see, the thing is, I knew if I removed it out of the top five, it would just come right back, so.
Is strategy again?
It's called strategy.
All right, moving right along. Matt, what would you vote back in? We have two open spots.
I'm going to go ahead and vote the original Game Boy onto the list.
Oh, yes.
You know, Nintendo right now is living on the fact that the 3DS is a huge success. Handheld gaming is their bread and butter. And the original Game Boy, even though earlier in the podcast I said I'm not huge on handheld gaming, I'm not now. When I was younger, I really was. And the original Pokemon Red and Blue, fantastic games. The Mega Man games that were ported over to Game Boy, phenomenal. Mega Man 4, I can't tell you how many times I played that game over and over and over again. Going back to it now, the system is really ugly and the graphics are horrible and that screen will give you a headache looking at it for more than 5 minutes, but it did change a lot in the industry and had some really good games on it.
Yeah,
I agree. I mean, it's a game changer. It is the handheld system that put handhelds in just about every single American home. It was a huge success. And it did change the industry. I mean, sure, we had the Game & Watch before, but the Game & Watch is nowhere compared to how successful as the Game Boy. Therefore, both the Game Boy and the Game Boy Color are now on the top five. And can I just mention, I wrote up the capsule review for the Game Boy on our website. This is a system that was made so strong, it survived a bomb, and it went into outer space. Okay? You talk about sturdy. I mean, nowadays, Xbox, Microsoft will release a console and it'll be broken within like a few weeks and no longer working. The Game Boy survived a bomb. It still works to this day. It is an amazing system. Mm. And yes, we can argue about the lighting, the backlighting, and the ugly colored screen, and so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, it all comes down to the games. And like Matt said, the games are amazing. Super Mario, Zelda, Metroid, Final Fantasy, Pokemon. Kid Dracula. Remember that game? Metal Gear Solid. Mortal Kombat. Tetris took the world by storm. Who didn't play Tetris? Mm-hmm. Almost each and every single game that was released within that first year is a classic. It is the pinnacle of handheld gaming. I totally agree. I have no issue with the Game Boy being on the top five.
Neither do I.
I completely agree.
And as much as I want to be really original with my choice, I don't think there's any of these consoles that I enjoy more than the 3DS for spot number five now. And really? As boring as that is, since it was already on spot number five. Sorry, NES, I love you. I love everything you've given to me. Mm-hmm. Three brilliant Mario games, one of my favorite Zelda games, and countless memories. But 3DS is going on at number five.
Okay, first of all, I just want to point out that I think each and every single one of these consoles, all 11, have pros and cons. And I think even with the Virtual Boy, which, by the way, I wrote up the capsule review of the Virtual Boy also. I mean, that thing was a disaster. It was a bona fide disaster for Nintendo. Just the look of the system, the fact that you had to put on these goggles and hunch down in order to play games, the fact that it had, like, these red colored VR goggles mounted on a tripod, which, I mean, who develops this kind of system? What was Nintendo thinking? It's such an odd looking system. It was also uncomfortable to play. It gave people headaches. The actual system, when it was released, there was a warning that children could not play the console. Who develops a console, a video game console, that isn't for children, you know? And not just that, but also the fact that people would just have, like, huge migraines and they would be sick from playing the Virtual Boy and would suffer from these flashbacks and so on and so forth. But even that system, anyone who's played the system, and especially anyone who's actually purchased the system, all seem to agree that, A, it had one of the best controllers ever made for any video game console, which I can back up because I've actually played the system a few times, and the controller is amazing. And the actual games, like, even though I think there's only like 13 games released here in North America, all of those games were still pretty damn good. It's just the problem was they came with these, like, red and black visuals. Like, everything was red and black as opposed to the Game Boy being, like, you know, that greenish tint color, right? Mm-hmm. But I think each and every single one of these consoles has something good to offer is what I'm trying to say. And I think we can all agree that the Virtual Boy does belong at the bottom of the list, right?
Yeah.
Like, no one would remove the Virtual Boy from spot 11, I don't think.
No.
Nope.
Yeah, exactly. So, that said, Tim, you moved the 3DS back into the top five. I love my 3DS. I love taking it on the go and playing my Majora's Mask and or my Super Smash. But you guys are all crazy. You guys are all flipping crazy, okay? I mean, I just, like, want to quit the podcast right now because how do you not put the Nintendo Entertainment System on the top five? How do you even remove the Nintendo Entertainment System from the top five to begin with? Like, without the NES, Nintendo would not be Nintendo. Without the NES, the video game industry would be completely different. You're talking about a system that saved the video game industry. It went on to become the best-selling gaming console of its time. It sold millions and millions and millions of units. And put aside how much it sold and how successful it was in the market, it gave us some of the greatest games ever made and started some beloved franchises like Super Mario, like Mega Man, like Metroid, like Kid Icarus, and so on so forth. How could you remove the NES from the top five? To this day, people still play the 8-bit games. People still love the 8-bit games. People still purchase the games. If not secondhand, they purchase it on the virtual store. I mean, who hasn't played an 8-bit game in the last 7 days? Raise your hand. People still make games specifically for the Nintendo Entertainment System. They make these brand new games, these independent designers, specifically for the NES. It goes so far as to even build a cartridge and release it with its own instruction manual and box. There is such a love for the system. It continues to influence the whole industry to this day, 30 years later. To remove the NES from the top five, I'm sorry, is it's I just can't forgive you for doing that. It makes absolutely no sense. And you can't say it doesn't stand the test of time, because it does stand the test of time. People still play these games. People still love these games. The games still look great. The games are, more importantly, so fun to play to this very day, 30 years later. The system itself, if you just want to talk about the console, the NES, most people who bought a Nintendo Entertainment System back in 1985, their system still freaking works 30 years later, whereas you go and buy an Xbox and it stops working 3 weeks later. The system still works. It's built sturdy and strong. How could you do a Nintendo Entertainment System?
You know what? Okay, two words. The virtual console. That's one reason why I think the NES could be. No one's arguing the revenue that Nintendo has. No one's arguing that. I think that's
the whole point of this list. We're ranking the best consoles of all time, virtual console or not. We're still ranking the system. I mean, N64 titles are also available on the Wii and the
but
Wii
if,
U.
But if we're talking about console, I mean, what does the NES have to offer outside of just classic games? I mean, I feel like
every... The NES launched the industry. I mean, without the Nintendo... Sega couldn't do it. Atari couldn't do it. Like, none of these companies could do it. Nintendo did it. And they did it with Super Mario, arguably the most important video game ever made, if not one of the five greatest video games ever made.
Counter-argument. What's more popular, The Legend of Zelda or The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time? Ocarina of Time better.
But
same with Mario. Super Mario is probably more important... But Super Mario Galaxy is probably more popular.
Mm-hmm.
Super Mario Galaxy
on the Wii.
Is
like,
not
the
a
Wii
more
is not the
game.
Best console ever
Hold
made.
Hold on a second.
But
Super Mario Galaxy only sold like a million copies. It was like their least most popular Mario title ever, actually.
And yet their reviews are like
perfect.
But
you can't
call bullshit on those sales numbers. I'm pretty sure it sold a lot more than that.
No, so Mario Galaxy did not sell at it was whatever the numbers were, it was their least successful out of the core.
I completely disagree. You're pulling that out of your ass.
No, go research it. Okay, Mario Galaxy was not a huge success for Nintendo. It's no different than I just recently, for example, wrote a review on the original Terminator film. And in my eyes, as much as I love Terminator 2, and as much as I grew up watching Terminator 2 on the big screen and it blew me away, I still think the original Terminator film, and you can read this on the website, soundinsight.org, is a better film than Terminator 2, because Terminator 2 didn't introduce anything new. It took the template from Terminator 1, and it just gave us bigger action scenes. Okay, and those action scenes are great. Wait, let me finish. Those action scenes are great, but it didn't do anything for the actual medium, the industry, the franchise, the story. In fact, it complicated the story. The original movie, a lot of people think, is not better than the second one. When you actually look at it, it is. Now, we're not going to get into the movie and why, because it's not a movie show. But to me, it's the same. The same applies for video games to some degree. That Mario, Super Mario Bros. 2, Super Mario Bros. 3, Super Mario World, Super Mario Land, Super Mario World 3D, etc., etc., all the games that came after, the original template was there because of Super Mario. And to some extent, Super Mario Bros. 3, which I consider the best game in the series, hands down. Okay, I think playing Super Mario Bros. 3 again, I completely forgot how mind-blowing that game was and still is to this very day. Metroid, okay, I'm not a big fan of the original Metroid, but it's still the original game. It's the first time that a female protagonist was ever featured on such a hit video game. Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, to this very day, I can play over and over, and I never get bored from it. Mega Man 2, best Mega Man game in the whole entire series, better than X. That was on the NES. Mega Man 3, third best Mega Man game ever. That was on the NES. Mega Man 4, 5, 6. Again, the three Super Mario Brothers, the Ninja Gaiden, Ninja Gaiden 2, Kirby's Adventures, DuckTales, Fire Emblem, Kid Icarus, Contra, Dragon Quest, Final Fantasy, Earthbound, Metal Gear. There were 713 licensed games for the NES.
But the argument is that these games came out so much more better and polished later down. I mean, again.
Well, of course, that would be said.
But no one's arguing with. Like I said, like no one's arguing with the impact that Nintendo had in the industry. Obviously, had a huge impact, but I feel like the later consoles like took those same formulas but made them so much more better. That's the argument.
Yeah, in your analogy, Super Nintendo is Terminator 2, and it's clearly like on our list right now. It's number one. Mm-hmm. But by your argument, Terminator 2 is Super Nintendo. And the NES is Terminator. You're saying it's better, but I would argue that the SNES did everything that the NES did, but better.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we're going to talk about the Super NES coming up, but right now we're just focusing on NES, because I'm not going to open up the can of worms just
this
yet.
Is but, but it's a counter.
But
it's
here's
a counter
the thing,
argument.
Here's the thing. Look, the point is, I'm putting NES back on the top five, okay, which at this point I believe is like a top six or seven. I lost count because we're arguing. And by the way, I'm not mad at anybody. I think that this just makes for hell. I think that this sort of conversation is going to be fun for listeners to listen to, right? But I am a little heated right now, because the thing is, I just can't believe that Aaron removed the Nintendo Entertainment System. I mean, even IGN, I don't know if it was a couple of years ago, their whole entire staff, at least the editorial staff, if not everyone on IGN, voted for the greatest consoles of all time, period. Nintendo and or, you know, Sega or PlayStation, Sony, Microsoft, and the NES came out number one. And I totally agree. It's the video game system that saved the industry. And going back to what you said, Aaron, you're right. With time, and technology will get better. So, of course, graphics is going to get better. Machines are going to get stronger and more powerful. And you could do a lot more. I don't even think we've reached 50% of the potential that they can do with video games. I think we still have a long way to go. But that's no different than looking at a movie that was released in like 1940 and considering it like one of the greatest movies of all time, like Citizen Kane. I mean, and in terms of like what it did for the industry as compared to the N64, we could talk about the 3D graphics on the N64, you know, till the cows come home, but the Nintendo Entertainment System did a lot more. Think of like the Zapper. Think of all the weird accessories that came with the NES, even if it was a complete disaster, like Rob the Robot or the Power Glove. The NES, they actually made the NES initially to go online on the internet. It was designed originally to be what Steam is nowadays, and they didn't have the technology to actually complete it and make it good enough, so they abandoned the whole, like,
so you can't but, use but, that, but the that
thing
argument
is, but the thing is, Nintendo had already had all of these ideas, like even again the gun, the Zapper, all of these ideas started with the NES, and of course they got better and better. The Super NES is a completely different story. I'm not saying for nostalgia reasons, it's hard for me. You know, it's a toss up between the Super NES and the NES. But all I'm saying is, if you're making a top five list of video game consoles, be it Nintendo or Nintendo and everybody else, the NES belongs on the top five.
Rick, take a breath. Let me interject here for a second, okay? First of all, well, I want to make a couple of points. First of all, Super Mario Galaxy sold north of 11 million copies, so you're way off base. Second of all, my biggest problem with websites like IGN and whatnot, when they rate the best, quote-unquote, best games of all time, and I believe they did that, I think they do it yearly, but I think the last time I looked at their list, Super Mario Brothers was rated as the best video game of all time.
The Nintendo list, yeah.
Well, I think it was their best game, period, of all games. Okay. But for me, the reason that I don't like that, Super Mario Brothers is a great game. It changed the industry, like you said. But to me, Super Mario Brothers 3 is a better video game.
Totally agree. Yeah.
And Super Mario 64 is, to me, almost on par with Super Mario Brothers 3. I think 3 might be the best, but 64 is right up there. They're better video games. Okay, so when you're looking at the NES, you're just spewing off names like Metroid. Now, I never played the original Metroid. I'll be honest. I never played it. But from what I can see, from what I read and whatnot, the game itself was not that great of a video game. Yeah, it launched the series, but the series never really took off till Super Metroid, which is considered to be one of the greatest games of all time.
Yeah.
And to me, Punch-Out is a good game. That's fine. It's a good game. But is it really a great video game? Like, it's fun to sit down and play it. But would I rank that game? Like, for me, my favorite video game of all time is Final Fantasy Tactics. Would I even put Super Punch-Out anywhere even close to that game? Not even. Sure, it's a fun game to sit down and play, but it's not a great, deep video game to me. I think you're rating the system too much on nostalgia rather than the actual quality of the game.
No, you see, I'm not, and I wrote that in the capsule review. First of all, you're right about Mario Galaxy. I was looking at the sales only in Japan. It wasn't a big success in Japan like they wanted it to be. I mean, a million sales in Japan is still a lot, but still, it's Mario. Second of all, you're wrong about Punch-Out. I wrote up a whole entire article about it. You can Google it on the website. I think Punch-Out is an amazing game. Not only do I think it's one of the greatest sports games ever made, but it's also a fantastic puzzle game. And the thing is, yes, when I sat down and was writing the capsule review specifically for our website, I really tried not to factor too heavily on nostalgia. I was thinking about me playing the games over the last 5 years. I played Punch-Out. It was one of the first games I downloaded on the Wii U. I played it and finished it. It was the very first game I finished on the Wii U. I have so much fun to this day playing Punch-Out. When I play the original Metroid game, I can't stand it. I don't think it stands the test of time, unlike Not Super Metroid, right? Mm. But Punch-Out is an incredible game.
All right, you guys.
If only because it stands the test of time, and we're going to have to move on. The point I'm trying to make here is that we're not really disagreeing. All I'm saying is Nintendo Entertainment System belongs in the top five.
All right, and I'll accept that, but I'm leaving the 3DS on there and everything else. So for the final round, I took a vote for all of us, and we now have six titles, but we need to narrow it down to five. So for the final round, we can now take one of the top six and swap it with one of the other places. So, for example, right now, Ricky, the NES is number six. You could swap it all the way to number one if you decided to make that choice. Number six is the NES. Number five is the 3DS. Number four is the Game Boy and the Game Boy Color. Number three is the N64. Number two is the GameCube. And number one is still the Super Nintendo. And I believe that makes it Aaron's turn to swap one of these places.
Okay, so the NES is where now?
The NES is number six.
It's number six?
Are you going to undo your first move?
No. Well, the way it works is that the NES and the 3DS are, I believe, tied at number five and or six, whichever way you want to look
at it. No, because you added it last, I put it at number six. It's at number six.
There you go.
It's an honorable mention.
Okay.
So you can move it out, Aaron.
And the GameCube is stayed.
GameCube is two.
The GameCube hasn't
GameCube
moved.
Is two?
GameCube is right. Scooted forward up until spot number two. It started at number four.
Holy this is crap. Okay.
What a disaster.
Now that you're naming off the list, I'm like, oh, shit. What the hell did we do?
I just want to quickly say for listeners who didn't listen to episode two and for Matt, episode two, it was a major success. Our whole system worked out for the benefit of not just the games, but everyone. Everyone was happy. This is turning out to be a mess. But anyway.
It's like, okay.
You guys got so mad at me if I swapped Pokemon up, though, and I would do it.
Oh, no.
I know you would. That's the funny part, too. But now that you're saying GameCube is number two, I'm like, there's no way. Like, oh, man. Okay. N64 is
Three.
Yep. And oh Jesus. See, and I'm just gonna sound stupid for moving like NES up back to number two just to replace the GameCube.
But you can do it.
Oh my god. Okay. GameCube I feel like it should be in the top, but like for all there's no way in hell I think it's number two, though. There's no way I think GameCube is number two. That's my main issue right now. But I do feel, personally, like I think it belongs maybe in the top five. But Jesus, the whole list is a mess now.
It's tough.
This list is awesome. Yeah, yeah, it's like, I'm super into it.
Wait, what's number five?
3DS.
3D. See?
Once again, it's
yeah. See, NES, see, see. If I swap GameCube down to five, I'm moving the 3DS up to two.
Oh, Aaron, we all know you want to put GameCube on a number one spot.
Just no, I don't want to put it number one. I really don't.
You guys fought so hard about Resident Evil 4. You guys fought so hard, and that was on the GameCube. Just saying. I know,
but I think reasonably GameCube deserves to be at least number five.
It has like the sexiest controller ever made. It's such a good controller. Go touch one. It feels so good.
Oh my god. Okay. I'm hoping that you know, as we move forward, everything will correct itself. But I will move GameCube down to number five.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Wait. No. For clarification, the spot swap that would make 3DS number two.
Well, yeah, exactly. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I hope you guys
so you're
will.
Oh, putting 3DS at number two.
Okay, but is that? I'm hoping that two guys. Two of you guys will fix that situation. But I have faith in my other co-host that everything will regulate itself after. But I strongly believe that GameCube should be at least number five. That's all I'm saying. I don't like the idea of putting the 3DS at number two. God no.
All right, Matt. No pressure.
Save the list.
It is your turn.
Well, I've already stated in this podcast that the Nintendo 64 is my favorite console of all time, period. But I cannot fault anyone for thinking the SNES is on par or better. My reasoning for loving the N64 is its great list of exclusive games, and the SNES is right there with it. Final Fantasy IV, Final Fantasy VI, Chrono Trigger, Super Mario World, Donkey Kong Country, Secret of Mana, list goes on. So if I were to swap N64 with SNES, I'd feel dirty inside because that would put the SNES down to third, and it just doesn't belong there. So, and in my eyes, I could see the SNES and the N64 being equal, so I'll put the N64 in second place and swap the 3DS down to third.
Okay.
Just not to disrespect the greatness that is the SNES.
Woo!
Right.
Sweating bullets.
See, my initial plan, if you didn't do that, was to swap the N64 to make it spot number two, maybe switch it up so that Ricky couldn't touch it.
Well, Rick is a very spiteful and vengeful person, so I see him moving the N64 down to sixth, just because that's what he would do.
I'm hoping
he realizes his folly and just leaves it where it belongs.
No, you see, I'm the one that came to the rescue and saved our list of the best video games of all time, so I think I'll be fine.
So, I think this is a tough call. This is oddly close to my list. These are all the consoles that are at the top of my list. So, how do I make it look the most like what I want it to? I think I'm going to go ahead and swap. You know what? Because I can, I want to make this statement. I'm going to swap the N64 for the SNES.
Wow.
I did it. Ricky, you can go ahead and fix it, but I'm just going to throw this out there. Ocarina of Time followed by Majora's Mask. Mario Kart 64. The first 3D platformer, Mario 64.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention Pokemon Stadium, Pokemon Snap. What else am I missing? Dark, GoldenEye. Mm-hmm. There are so many games that changed and revolutionized the entire industry. We were talking about the NES for forever and how much it revolutionized everything. I don't think we could have a PlayStation 4 where it is without the N64 before it.
Well, we wouldn't. We wouldn't have Call of Duty without GoldenEye.
Ricky, you keep talking about how good Super Smash Bros. For Wii U is. The N64 one started it. It revolutionized fighting games and made the most original fighting game ever made. And it's so simple and elegant in its simplicity that to say that the first Super Smash Bros. Isn't the quintessential Super Smash Bros. Game.
I never said anything you about love, Super Smash.
You love,
I was just at a tournament this weekend playing a Super Smash N64 tournament, all right? No, I never touched Super Smash.
It's brilliant.
Yes, and all I those agree. Levels, Do not, all of those levels don't put words in my mouth.
I'm just saying, you love the Wii U one.
All I'm saying is when I think back on the N64, I do think of these amazing games, but I don't think of as many amazing games as I do in some of the other consoles. That's it. You know, for all the criticism that the Wii U gets, I think the N64 had the exact same criticism back in the day, thinking of, like, the little third-party support or the lack of games.
It had plenty of third-party support.
We're talking about in comparison to the competitors. Remember, we're at the time, it's no different than Wii U right now, but like, it still had great games, just like the Wii U has amazing games, like just, you know, the new Zelda game coming out, the Super Mario game that came out for the Wii U, the Donkey Kong game.
The difference is, as I stated in my capsule review, you can count the Wii U great games on literally one hand.
See, you'd I disagree
stretching,
with that.
You'd be stretching to say that
no,
it has
I have
10 good, amazing games. I'm
totally,
amazing
totally
games.
Disagree with that.
Come on.
I have
what
a lot
does
of
the Wii U
games.
Have, man? The Wii U has Super Mario 3D World, Bayonetta 2, Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze, and Smash Bros. To me, those are the best games on the console. Those are a tier above everything else. Yes, Mario Kart 8 is good. Pikmin is good. But I'm talking about great to amazing games. And it, in my opinion, has less than a handful, whereas the N64 has dozens
of
dozens.
You realize that less than a handful is less than five, which is kind of a stretch. There's Super Mario World, Super
Smash Bros. Well, I named less than five.
Okay, well, I'm going to name the games now to come to the defense with the Wii U. first of all, I think the controller is fine. I love the gamepad. And if you don't like the gamepad, you can always play with any one of the other 500 controllers that hook up to the Wii U.
And if you don't like it, you can bite me.
Right.
Can I just say, if you go ahead and list your list, but do not list backwards compatible games. Do not say, oh, Earthbound is on this console, because that's not an attribute to the Wii U. Backwards compatibility is great
Super
and all, but...
Super Mario World, Super Smash Bros., Mario Kart 8, Pikmin 3, Hyrule Warriors, Captain Toad, Donkey Kong Freeze, Splatoon, Super Mario Maker, which is coming out, Xenoblade Chronicles X.
But these games are not even out yet.
Rick, don't those games are out in Japan. Are you going to compare Splatoon Pikmin and Hyrule Warriors? Are you saying those are great games?
Yeah, Hyrule Warriors is kind of a stretch.
Games, like, you're just naming off exclusives off the list. I'm talking about classic games.
In terms of the birth of a franchise, though, I think Splatoon is going somewhere. It's like so many other games before it. It's the start of a new franchise, which is going to develop into something perfect.
What I don't understand is that the console costs $250, and for my money, I don't care what you do with your money, but for my money, I'm willing to put $250 for all the games I just named plus the upcoming Zelda game. To me, it's worth it. That is enough. I don't need the Wii U to be as powerful as the PlayStation. I can go out and buy a PlayStation 4. Microsoft and Sony, to me, are competing head-to-head. I don't find Nintendo's competing head-to-head with either one of those companies, despite the fact that they all are video game consoles. That's all I'm saying. I think the Wii U is a great console.
I'm going to cut off the conversation there. It needed to happen because it's a Nintendo console. It's a great Nintendo console, and I love the Wii U. It was really high on my list, and I was sad that I didn't put it higher. But more to the point, I'm sorry, Link to the Past fans. I like Ocarina of Time better. I'm sorry, Metroid fans, that the N64 didn't have a Metroid game, but the N64 is the best Nintendo console and my favorite console of all time. So, sorry about it. It's number one now. Ricky, what are you going to do?
It had Star Fox.
Yeah.
It had Star Fox. That's the only thing we need to know. It's number one. I could move my beloved Nintendo Entertainment System into, say, the number three or four spot, but I'm not going to do that because the Super NES belongs in the number one spot, if only for the Holy Trilogy, Super Metroid, Zelda, A Link to the Past, and Super Mario World. And I think it was you, Tim, asked me what was the difference between, say, Nintendo, Super Nintendo, and Terminator and Terminator 2. And there's a huge difference. First of all, it's not just about the library of games. It's not just about the fact that it had a much better controller with four buttons, which has become basically the standard ever since. But it's because it took everything that NES established and made it bigger, brighter, more colorful, faster, better design, just overall better in each and every single way possible. So if we talk about the games, you know, once again, it has the exact same franchises as the NES, everything from Mega Man. We had Mega Man X and Street Fighter 2 and Mortal Kombat added on, and Castlevania and Contra and Final Fantasy and Chrono Trigger. Can I just remind everybody that when we did our list of the 100 best video games of all time released by Nintendo, I think in the top 10, there were 7 games that were on the Super NES system, including Chrono Trigger and the Zelda game and so on and so forth, the Mario game. The Super Nintendo Entertainment System is, hands down, I think, the best console that Nintendo's ever made. I think it's the best console period ever made. I think the Super NES, if gun to my head, I would say the Super Nintendo Entertainment System is the best console ever made, period.
Ricky, proceed carefully. The NES is still an honorable mention.
No. It's not happening, Tim. You're not gonna play mind games with me. Super NES is gonna go to the number one spot, and the NES can like sit in an honorable mention. That is not on my head. That is on Aaron's head for knocking it out of the list to begin with.
All right. You guys, the list of the best consoles according to our Wacky N Express game is, at honorable mention, place number 6, the NES. Number 5, the GameCube. Number 4, the Game Boy and the Game Boy Color. Number 3, the 3DS. Number 2, the N64. And number 1, the SNES. You guys, how did we do?
You know, actually, when you read it out, it actually sounds pretty good.
It's a great list. Those were my top 6 game consoles. So I'm pretty happy no matter what.
The thing is, they are my top 6 as well, except in a different order.
Yeah, I mean, mine was a different order.
The NES and you're good to go.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly
right.
My order.
Universal vote. Can we move the NES to the spot of the 3DS?
I vote yes.
You know what? Yes. I agree with that one.
the thing is, the Super Nintendo Entertainment System was my very first console, the very first console that I purchased and owned. You know, not, like, my older brother had the NES and I played it, but that was my baby. And I know, Matt, like, was the N64 your first console?
My first console was the NES, but I was way too young to enjoy it. I played a lot. I had the Super Nintendo when it launched. Didn't have many games for it. The N64 was the first time where I started spending money on games. It's the first time where I actually had a decent library of games.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it was it was the main console of my childhood.
Exactly. Where Super NES was the main console of my childhood. And Aaron, how about you?
I started with the NES. And then after that, I had the Super Nintendo.
How did you start? What do you mean you started with the NES, but it was handed down to you? I mean, you're younger than me.
No, my parents bought... I'm younger than you, but they bought the NES later.
Right, but I'm talking about the first console that, like, you know...
No, they purchased an NES for me as a child.
Oh, okay. So you, like, okay. So that was your baby growing up.
Yes, it was my first... I played Top Gun...
God, I remember that game, yeah.
And then another fun game I used to have on the NES was, like, was it Captain Bunny O'Hare? I liked that one.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody remembers that cartoon.
It's funny how the number one selling console, I think, on this list, the second biggest selling console of all time, the DS, didn't even make it on the top five.
Well, kind of, the 3DS kind of did things.
Well, because the actual DS, the original DS sold 154 million units, and the only console that beat it was the PlayStation 2, which sold 155 million units, 1 million units more than the DS, which is incredible.
But Rick, I'm sure you know that sales don't necessarily equate to quality. I'm sure you've had
That's
many...
That's the point I'm trying to make, Matt.
Okay, so why are you even bringing it up? Let the DS sit where it belongs. It doesn't belong in the top five.
The reason why I'm bringing it up is because a lot of people look at the Wii U and they say it's a disaster because it hasn't sold a lot of units, and they say it's a terrible system, a console, even though they haven't even played it because it's only sold 10 million consoles. And I wrote this. You can go and read. I recommend everyone read our list, but I specifically wrote this about the Wii U, how, remember the Dreamcast? The Dreamcast only sold 10 million units, and it's considered one of the greatest consoles of all time. So I don't factor in sales. All I'm saying is I'm bringing this up because, for example, the DS, which sold 154 million units, is at the bottom of our list, right next to the Virtual Boy.
I think everybody wins with this list, honestly.
Look, dude, I'm a huge fan of Nintendo. I like each and every single one of their consoles, so I don't think you can walk away a loser.
No.
Still, right? I mean, we're celebrating the consoles anyway, so... Unless someone else has a last say, I don't know.
I just want to make it clear to our listeners that Aaron actually said 5 minutes ago that the NES was his baby growing up, and he took the baby and he kicked it to the corner of the road. He kicked it. He booted
it. It's number six. Number six is really... You guys make it sound it's more terrible than it. Number six is still a very decent spot. Anyway. God damn it.
All right. We'll be fighting about this for a week.
Yeah, I know.
That'll baby. Just about do it for N Express.
Your baby. Your baby should be number one, not number six.
Swinging in the backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take that body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on, go play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you, everything I do, tell you all the time, heaven is a place on earth with you. Better than I ever even knew. They singing in the old bar, swinging with the old stars, living for the fame. Kissing in the blue dark, playing, pulling wild dots, video games. He holds me in his big arms, drunk and I am seeing stars, this is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes, this is my idea of fun. Playing video games.
Chance of handling your new 12-inch long playing records, and I would like to see you again in your office